In this bulletin, the head of the Victorian Premier's Department resigns over the hotel quarantine scandal. The private life and public duties of the New South Wales Premier collide at an anti-corruption inquiry. And in football, the coach of the Western Sydney Wanderers suddenly sacked without an explanation. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews insists his government's focus remains on fighting the coronavirus, despite the head of his department being forced to resign. Chris Eccles was the secretary of the Department of Premier and Cabinet. He quit his post after admitting misleading the inquiry into the state's bungled hotel quarantine program. He told the inquiry he didn't speak to the then Chief Police Commissioner Graham Ashton about hotel quarantine arrangements. But phone records have shown he spoke to Mr. Ashton on March the 27th. Mr. Andrews says he didn't know this until last night. He says despite the embarrassment, the government maintains its purpose.
No Victorian should be in any doubt that me and my team, all of us, remain absolutely focused on you and getting you the freedoms that you want and that you're fundamentally entitled to by continuing to drive these case numbers down so that we can take safe and steady steps to open up and find a COVID normal and be able to lock that normal in. That remains our focus, nothing else.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has been forced to reveal she was in a relationship with ex-MP Darryl Maguire, but denies she turned a blind eye to any unethical behaviour by him. The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption has accused Mr. Maguire of using his parliamentary office and resources to improperly gain a benefit for himself or a company he allegedly effectively controlled. Appearing before the ICAC, Ms. Berejiklian says she presumed Mr. Maguire has appropriately disclosed his interests and didn't take much interest in his talk about them. She told counsel assisting the ICAC, Scott Robertson, she's always put her public duties before her private life.
I would never, ever, never, ever turn a blind eye from any responsibility I had to disclose any wrongdoing that I saw or any activity that I thought was not in keeping with what a Member of Parliament should be doing. And I want to make that very clear, Mr. Robertson, that at all times, first and foremost in my mind, is my duty to the people of this state and my responsibility to the people of this state.
The Federal Opposition says the government's new policy on partner visas is disrespectful and ignores real problems. The government announced that foreign partners of Australians will need to pass an English language test before they can stay in the country permanently. The government says the changes to be introduced next year will promote social cohesion. But the opposition says the government is ignoring the problem of a backlog of around 100,000 partner visa requests. Opposition frontbencher Andrew Giles says there's been a lack of consultation about the changes. He says they're disrespectful to people who have come to Australia with less than perfect English and still manage to thrive.
I'm unable to find anyone who can clearly articulate what this test means other than to impose anxiety on people who are already stressed, other than to impose a sense of disrespect, not only for people who are applicants, but for so many people in our country who have come here without English or with very limited English and have made extraordinary contributions to build modern Australia.
Advocates are calling on state and territory governments to criminalise coercive control, which they say is a common precursor to family violence. The term coercive control covers a range of behaviours used by someone to control and dominate their partner or ex-partner, including subtle threats, humiliation, monitoring, and isolating them from loved ones. Women's Safety New South Wales Chief Executive Hayley Foster says current domestic violence laws don't adequately reflect the reality and true nature of abuse.
Domestic and family violence is not limited to physical instances of assault, sexual assault, physical assault, stalking or intimidation. It usually occurs as a pattern of behaviour over time and can take many forms. It can be in the form of controlling one's finances, cutting them off from friends and family, monitoring and surveilling them, or humiliating and degrading them.
In football, the Western Sydney Wanderers have sacked coach Jean-Paul Dumarini. The move comes less than 3 months after he was appointed coach for the forthcoming A-League season. He'd been interim coach since Marcus Babel left his post as coach in January. The Wanderers have given no reason for the sacking. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, similar and 26 degrees. Drizzle at times in Melbourne, 17. Hobart, mostly sunny, 15. Canberra, a possible shower, 25. Wollongong, sunny and becoming windy, 25 degrees. Similar for Sydney, 27. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.